In this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back mm-hmm. to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way.
Just part one of another sham farce, unjustified miscarriage of resources and taxpayer dollars trial, the hush money trial. You heard from Jonathan Turley, who is a legal scholar, legal expert, Alan Dershowitz, and dozens of more of legal scholars think that this is just an absolute abomination, and so does yours truly. Let me know if you, what do you guys think in the comments? Do you think this is a sham trial, or do you think that actually Alvin Do Nothing Bragg and Judge Mershon are actually prosecuting this case in a legitimate fashion? I'd love to hear from you. But today, this morning, on April 23rd, 2024, a huge, huge gag order hearing happened right before the trial today, where Judge Mershon ended up yelling and getting into a heated exchange with Trump attorney Blanche. Check this out. Before witnesses can continue, let me give you a little context. To offer testimony in this historic criminal hush money trial sham, Judge Mershon held a hearing on whether the former president violated the gag order in the hush money case. Under the order, Trump is barred from publicly discussing witnesses or jurors in the case. But everybody else can go talk, right? Alvin Bragg can go talk. All these other, so-called, Letitia James can post on social media. Fannie Cash Money G can do whatever she wants, right? The prosecution has pointed to 8 social media posts and 2 campaign website posts where Trump was primarily sharing commentary about expected trial witness Michael Cohen and prosecutor Chris Conroy seeking a $1,000 fine in each post, which of course is the max fine. I mean, bubkus, farce. This is a circus. It's a clown show. Conroy made the case that Trump knows about the order, quote, and quote, knows that he's not allowed to do, but violates it anyway. The prosecutor has also called the defense's argument that the former president can respond to attacks by Cohen as an attempt to, quote, muddy the waters, end quote, and said those 10 posts, quote, pose a very real threat to the proceedings. How? In what way? In what fashion? Prosecutors also want the judge to remind Trump that, quote, future violations of the court's restrictions on his extrajudicial statements can be punished not only with additional fines, but also with a term of incarceration of up to 30 days. They want to jail this guy before even the trial is over. They just want to put him behind bars. They're doing, I mean, are we realizing what's happening here? When you have an entire bevy of experts within this field, within the legal field, legal scholarship and legal practicing, saying that this is a complete sham, saying that this is election interference, saying that everything that they're doing here is a complete miscarriage of justice, and they want to actually incarcerate him for up to 30 days. Let me just, I have to repeat this. Prosecutors want the judge to remind Trump that, quote, future violations of this court's restrictions, that's the gag order, can be punished not only with additional fines, but with also a term of incarceration of up to 30 days. Where are we, Nez Nation? Are we in Venezuela? Are we in Nicaragua? Are we in North Korea? What is happening here? Let me know in the comments what you think of that. Okay, so check this out. This is where it got really, really good. Let me take you step by step here. When this actual gag hearing case started and some of the highlights of this. This was really, really interesting. Judge Mershon pressed defense attorney Todd Blanche on specifics about Michael Cohen attacking Donald Trump politically. There's no specific post that you're referring to, he asks Blanche. Blanche said he's generally referring to repeated attacks from Cohen and Stormy Daniels, who he said, quote, have ramped up their political attacks and their attacks on him as a candidate as well in the weeks leading up to the trial. Judge again pushes Trump attorney to give specific Cohen or Daniels attack that prompted his posts. Judge Mershon said Todd Blanche gave zero specific attacks from Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels prompted by any posts by the former president on social media. Quote, there must have been a very recent attack to cause him to pull out a document that is 6 years old and he is going to be used at trial, he told the court. Then the judge raises his voice. Here's the heated exchange. Judge Juan Mershon, the most corrupt. Remember, this is the guy whose daughter is actually profiting hundreds of millions of dollars off of this trial. This is a complete conflict of interest. This is, as we talked about in Cash Money G's case, the odor of mendacity, of impropriety, of impartiality. It is a violation of every ethics code that you can imagine in a case of this grand and this scale. He should have recused himself. This whole trial should have never happened. We shouldn't even be talking about this, right? Frankly, I'm embarrassed for my country. I can't imagine what the global perception is. Probably there's a really good reason why we're, you know, seeing so many proxy wars, so many attacks from different sides. The Middle East is a complete train wreck, all because our global perception has dwindled. Judge Juan Mershon raised his voice while talking to Donald Trump attorney Todd Blanche. I'm asking the questions. Quote, I'm going to be the one who decides whether your client is in contempt, he said. I keep asking you over and over for a specific answer, and I'm not getting an answer, Mershon said to Blanche. I ask you, I pose this to you, Nez Nation, does that sound like a judge who's exhibiting impartiality? Does that sound like a judge who is going to give Donald Trump a fair and impartial trial and judge this trial based on dispassion and disinterest? Does that sound like somebody who is neutral to you, Nez Nation? I want to hear from you. Trump talks to his attorney as exchange between Mershon and Blanche gets heated. And then Mershon says, what I do see, quote, I keep asking you over and over again for a specific answer. I'm not getting an answer. And then he says, you're losing all credibility. Wow. 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 He literally says, you are losing all credibility with the court. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said, let me say this first. Mershon said, asked, quote, your client manipulated what was said and put it in quotes. Am I right? End quote. And then Todd Blanche replied, quote, I wouldn't use the word manipulation, Your Honor, but the rest of the quote was not part of the quote. And then the judge said, this is something that was said on TV. And your client had to type it out. He had to sit there, use quotation marks, the shift key, and type everything out, and then add those additional words. I mean, God, the maliciousness, the viciousness of this judge. How is this fair? I don't understand. And then he says, quote, you're losing all credibility with the court, end quote, Mershon told Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche. And then, you know, Trump's attorney Blanche says, look, we're trying to comply. We're doing everything that we need to. And then Mershon says, you're giving me nothing to hang my hat on. And so essentially court has now commenced. As of now, they are questioning Alvin Do Nothing Bragg brought David Pecker back on the stand, who works for the National, or used to work for the National Enquirer. He's ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, who allegedly helped broker the deal between Trump and film star Stormy Daniels, which is just, it's just absolutely insane. And so he said that he's going to reserve his decision on the gag order violation. But I want to throw this over to you, Nez Nation, because I'm genuinely wondering, like, I think most of us agree that this is a sham trial, but the mainstream media won't talk about this stuff. The mainstream media won't analyze this. The mainstream media is suppressing legal scholars and legal experts who are coming out in droves saying this trial should not be taking place. You know, you heard Kevin O'Leary say this is hurting the American brand, that capital investments in our country, you know, the overall veneer of our, you know, standing in global economics and global socioeconomics and the like have dwindled immensely, immeasurably, maybe, dare I say, irrevocably. If this keeps going on and we've got, what, four or five more trials, they're doing everything they can, throwing the kitchen sink. How is this a republic that exhibits, how is this putting democracy on the ballot? That's really my question to you. This is an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing trial. You know, your boy Nez is going to keep you posted. This is your one-stop shop. You don't need to go anywhere else if you want all the latest breaking current news, top stories, breaking news, without mainstream media, state media, skewed perspectives, but the actual objective truth of what's happening. This is your one-stop shop. Let me know in the comments what you think of any of this. What do you think of Judge Mershon raising his voice and saying you lose all credibility? And just there's no impartiality there. I'd love to hear from you what you guys think. As always, it's impossible for me to respond to every single comment. So obviously, members get first priority. Super thanks and super chats, greatly appreciated, get first priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee a month. I mean, you spend more than that in 30 seconds when you go to your local coffee shop in the morning. It just costs you a cup of coffee a month to support the greatest channel on planet Earth, helping us get our republic back. It's important what we're doing. We need to get our country back. We need to raise awareness. You need to share this video with everybody. You need to tap that thumbs up so we can get more reach. It helps. It helps, and it's free. It takes you a nanosecond. Just tap that thumbs up. So consider becoming a member. As always, if you made it this far, I would also implore you to become a Nez Nation Insider. That's our free newsletter. It's free. It's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description. Just click that link. Click on the option for free newsletter. Give us your best email and bada boom, you're in. You get everything right to your inbox. All the latest videos, live streams, breaking news, current events, top stories that mainstream media won't cover right to your inbox. So become a Nez Nation Insider. That's free. I mean, that's a no-brainer for crying out loud. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now, Nez Nation. As always, God bless you and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.